James Schweitzer's bare foot came down on a splintered root that punctured his soul, digging an inch-deep furrow in the gray flesh. His senses registered the cut, assessed the damage, dismissed it. He felt no pain. The furrow in his flesh didn't bleed. Schweitzer knew he should be horrified by what he had become. What little clothing remained on him was shredded, filthy, and stinking. The body beneath was a landscape of puckered purple-white scars dotted with darker gray rents, wounds that would never heal, revealing the yellowed articulation of the bone beneath. His face was a dark horror, a parody of his features stretched over a skull that was mostly metal. His eyes were gone. In their place burned twin silver orbs, thimbles full of metal-colored fire. He was a Hollywood zombie. No, movie zombies shambled. Schweitzer picked his way through the forest as nimble as a cat, his body instinctively low, hands up and bone claws extended, ready for the fight that might find him at any moment.